The Trump administration's announcement that it will retry a humanitarian aid worker in southern Arizona came just as a report was published about the targeting of aid workers, attorneys, and journalists along the U.S.-Mexico border. And here to discuss this with me more is Michelle Morisco from our Fronteras desk in Tucson. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
So the report is called Saving Lives is Not a Crime, and it focuses on targeted legal harassment of people at the border. What are the allegations?
The report was put up by Amnesty International. They said that journalists and activists and, for example, immigration lawyers for asylum seekers were all put on sort of these surveillance watch lists. They said that these people were being watched, that there were dossiers created monitoring where these folks were working on both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border. And there's a slew of targeted misdemeanor cases against No More Death, which you and I have discussed in the past. This all kind of came up against the same theater, the same backdrop, almost an organized or at least a systemic pattern of that level of harassment and then these arrests.
So Scott Warren, the humanitarian aid worker in question here, I know has a chance to plead down this case. Any chance he'll take it?
I don't think so. Yesterday, he read prepared remarks from a cell phone, so he had at least one answer for if the government was going to try to go after him again. It sounded like he and his attorneys are prepared to go to trial again. One interesting element in all this is, you know, now the U.S. government knows exactly what sort of defense they will mount to support and bolster his case that he was not smuggling, that he was only out there helping people. It'll be interesting to see if the U.S. tries a different tack, if indeed this goes to trial.
So where does this end, Michelle? I mean, is the U.S. government trying to do away with No More Death groups like this completely?
You know, during the closing arguments, and it's a great question, last trial, Prosecutor Anna Wright, U.S. Attorney's Office, Arizona, said that No More Deaths was trying to stymie the Border Patrol at, quote, every turn. And before that, they had said humanitarian aid is not on trial. So they're making two arguments here, right? They're sort of saying No More Deaths is not a true humanitarian aid group. They did start off as an activist group in 2004. And there's been this, again, the systemic targeting of No More Deaths activists along the border here. It's certainly looking like the U.S. government is trying to target the aid group, and will be interesting to see if more arrests persist after this.
All right. That's Michelle Morisco with our Fronteras desk in Tucson. Michelle, thank you for keeping us up to date on this.
Hey, thank you.